Just in time, JIT. Just in time, JIT is a major component in Lean's House of Toyota. However, some organizations may practice JIT without embracing the entire Lean philosophy, so it is important to understand JIT as a standalone philosophy as well. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines just-in-time, JIT, manufacturing as follows. A philosophy of manufacturing based on planned elimination of all waste and on continuous improvement of productivity. The primary elements of JIT manufacturing are to have only the required inventory when needed, to improve quality to zero defects, to reduce lead times by reducing setup times, queue lengths, and lot sizes, to incrementally revise the operations themselves, and to accomplish these activities at minimum cost. In the broad sense, it applies to all forms of manufacturing, job, shop, process, and repetitive, and to many service industries as well. SINs, short cycle manufacturing, stockless production, zero inventories. JIT places a primary emphasis on eliminating time and queues at work centers by having the right materials arrive at the right places at the right times. This implies more than mere speed or timing. It implies quality as well. So JIT uses total quality management principles. Any lack of quality can prevent the rapid flow of goods to their appointed stations and create queues of stalled inventory. Any worker in a JIT facility has the power, the responsibility, and the means to halt production to pull a defective product. Exhibit 4-58 illustrates the principal features of JIT. Exhibit 4-58, features of just-in-time production. 3 JIT basics. 3 JIT focuses include waste reduction, variability reduction, and pulling materials into a work center rather than pushing them in from the preceding center. Waste reduction, storage, inspections, queues at work centers, and defects all fail to add value while costing money and slowing down production. Through continuous improvement, JIT targets each of these conditions for step-by-step elimination. Variability reduction. Continuous improvement includes elimination of variability discovered in the system, no matter what the source, internal or external. The source might be inaccurate engineering drawings, equipment that fails to perform up to standards, or going into production without understanding customer requirements. Pulling materials into production. In traditional systems, materials and parts move from place to place by being pushed from behind. Raw materials are extracted and sent to manufacturing. Materials and components move away from workstations when the operation there has been completed. Manufacturing ships goods out when they are in finished form. All of this activity takes place in accordance with schedules determined in advance on the basis of forecasts. JIT takes the opposite approach and pulls items through the system when they are demanded, not according to preset schedules. In a pull system, materials don't move from supplier to plant until requested. Similarly, work in process, WIP, doesn't move from one work center to another until a signal indicates that the time is right. Lot sizes are kept small, and orders are entered more frequently. This reduces or eliminates any inventory waiting to be processed. This brings quality problems to light more quickly. Defects in materials can be hidden when there are inventory buffers. A defective component can be discarded and another taken from the safety stock. But in JIT, there is no buffer, so there are no quick substitutions possible when a defective component comes online. Therefore, a defect causes a slowdown and signals the need for process improvement. Elements of JIT for continuous improvement. Here are some of the elements of the supply chain that are subject to continuous improvement according to JIT principles. Suppliers. Some supply chains have always included a JIT component. Fine restaurant supply chains are an example. Perishable items for consumption must be delivered on time with minimal variability and waste if they are to be served fresh to high-paying customers. JIT extends that model into manufacturing supply chains by building long-term relationships with a limited number of suppliers who are willing to incorporate JIT principles into their own businesses. A JIT supplier delivers on time, ships only quality goods that require no inspection, and reduces inventory in warehouses and in transit. Sometimes suppliers actually move their warehouses into the plant to ensure that supplies are always available with almost no transport time or other delays. Not all suppliers are willing to be JIT partners. They may not want to be tied up in a long-term contract or to move at the pace of JIT, which can necessitate frequent, rapid engineering changes. The demand for zero defects and small, frequent shipments may also run counter to supplier preferences. JIT layout. Another way to reduce waste is to lay out the production facility in such a way as to minimize distances and maximize flexibility. Employees may be arranged in work cells that focus on one family of products manufactured with similar processes. This minimizes the distance the products travel through production and, ideally, allows production of one unit at a time in response to an order. Equipment is designed to be movable, with nothing bolted to the floor, so cells can be easily reformed to accommodate new product families. Workers, too, are made more flexible by cross-training. Inventory reduction. Inventory is evil, in the words of Japanese JIT guru Shigeo Shingo. Shingo's strong statement captures the spirit of JIT, though it might be more proper to say that inventory not in motion is the real problem. Operations managers may begin instituting JIT by reducing inventory to the bare minimum necessary for efficient operation. With no safety stock, everything in the system has to work almost perfectly to avoid breakdowns. Continuous improvement finds ways to eliminate variability and defects so the system will work without inventory buffers. Lot sizes must be kept small to avoid accumulation of inventory, and that brings down costs of holding and handling items in storage or in queues. However, as holding costs go down, ordering and setup costs tend to rise. Small, frequent lots mean more orders placed for materials and more setups. Reducing order cost and setup time are JIT improvement projects. Order expense is often eliminated using backflushing, which replaces replenishment purchase orders with an automated order based on actual use in production and the bill of materials, which must be accurate. Various ways to reduce setup time are discussed next. Changeovers, lead time, and lot sizes. Quick changeovers can provide immediate benefit in the form of lead time reduction. Reducing lead time using JIT or even by improving lead time in conventional systems can provide a number of benefits. The first benefit is a direct and immediate reduction in product cost, because setup time is a direct cost. It can also eventually reduce lot sizes, and thus order quantities, because setup time will not be as large a component in the trade-off analysis between the cost of setups and other costs. Reducing lot sizes will also eventually improve quality because defects will have less chance to be replicated across as many units. Another benefit of reducing lot sizes is that WIP inventory and queues, orders awaiting production at a work center, will be reduced because the total amount of inventory in process or waiting to be run at individual work centers is partly a factor of the order size. A side benefit of smaller orders, less WIP inventory, and smaller queues is that when less inventory is held between work centers, it will be easier to establish cellular layouts because the work centers can be physically nearer to each other. Scheduling. Good communication is essential for efficient scheduling. In JIT, schedules are widely communicated within organizations and along the supply chain, improving suppliers' ability to be responsive to orders. A finalized production schedule based on actual demand for components and materials is essential to putting JIT into action. However, schedules for JIT differ from traditional make-to-stock schedules. These schedules determine material requirements by focusing on the finished goods being demanded. Two particular types of schedules are favored in JIT: level and Kanban. A level schedule involves small batches of constantly changing items so that production for each day exactly meets demand for the day. Production and demand are level. This can produce as many units as a large batch system, but it requires reduction of setup time to do so. The Kanban system originated in Japan, where display cards are generally used to signal that a work site is ready for a new batch of materials. In Japanese, Kanban, loosely translated, means card, billboard, or sign. Kanban works, like JIT in general, in fast-paced mass production environments where one station is close enough to the next that a visual signal will suffice to trigger a delivery. Cards, a light, an empty parts bin, colored golf balls, or even an empty space on the floor can signal readiness for materials. Continuous job improvement. JIT includes continuous employee and job improvement as well as continuous process improvement. In JIT organizations, responsibility for process improvement rests upon the workers closest to the process, so those employees take on supervisory responsibilities. The emphasis is on training and cross-training to boost employees' skills and knowledge to keep up with their growing responsibilities. Jobs, too, are expanded and enriched to increase the challenge to employees and to enhance their commitment to continuous improvement of every aspect of the workplace.